Just William's Luck by Richmal Crompton. Read by Martin Jarvis. William Brown stood in the old barn, brandishing a bread knife. Henry, one of his boon companions, sat on an upturned packing case. Douglas, another boon companion, sat on the floor. Ginger, the fourth of the quartet, known collectively as the Outlaws, had not yet arrived.
"Well, then, this man called Arthur," said William, "found the sword called
He pursued an elusive word through his memory, lost track of it, and brought out, somewhat uncertainly,
"Excelsior. Well, he found this sword called Excelsior stuck in a solid rock. Like this."
He picked up a couple of bricks that lay in a corner of the barn and placed them together, then put the bread knife between them, its handle protruding.
"And all the others pulled and pulled and couldn't get it out. And then this man Arthur came along and..."
"What did you say the sword was called?"
said Douglas.
"Excelsior," said William, testily, "and I wish you wouldn't keep on interrupting."
"Why?" said Douglas.
"Why what?"
said William.
"Why was it called Excelsior?"
"Well, why shouldn't it be? Why should it be called anything?"
"Well, it was," said William.
"You're called something, aren't you?"
"Well, yes, but I'm a boy, not a sword. Boys are called things."
"I thought Excelsior was the name of the man in poetry that carried a strange device over a raging torment," said Henry.
"Look here," said William, in a tone of desperation. "Are you going to let me tell you this story, or aren't you?"
"Oh, all right," said Henry. "Go on."
"You might as well call a coal shovel Arthur as a sword," said Douglas.
"The sword wasn't called Arthur," said William. "The man was called Arthur. The sword was called Excelsior. Gosh, don't you want to hear this story?"
"All right," they said. "Go on."
"Well, all the others pulled and pulled and couldn't get it out. And then this man Arthur came along and pulled it out
like this." William approached the bread knife, spat on his hands, seized the handle, made a feint of pulling against tremendous resistance, and finally drew it out and brandished it above his head.
"Like this," he repeated.
"And they made him king."
"Why?"
said Douglas.
"What do you mean, why?"
said William.
"Why did they make this Excelsior man king?"
"It was Arthur they made king, you fathead. They made him king because he pulled this Excelsior thing out. And then he started nights."
"What do you mean, started nights?"
said Douglas.
"There've been nights and days ever since the world began."
"Don't be a chump," said William.
"I mean night, spelt with a G, g'night, same as gnat and gnaw. He called 'em Knights of the Round Table, and they went about righting wrongs and..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?